With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hail cheaters, it's Brandon here. This is a quick little drop to introduce you all to a brand new original podcast series from our friends at Blue Wire. It's called American Prodigy, The Freddie Adu Story. Stick around, I've got a little clip from the show to play after I'm done talking here. But what you need to know is Freddie Adu is famous here in America for becoming the youngest athlete to ever sign a professional contract in the U.S. when back in 2004, he joined the MLS at the fresh young age of 14. Back then, Freddie was hailed as the player who would finally put the States on the world soccer map, and he was compared to athletes like LeBron James, Tiger Woods, other phenoms of the era, and no one is better equipped to tell this story than Grant Wall, America's leading soccer journalist who originally put Freddie Adu on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So in American Prodigy, through interviews with teammates, coaches, and even Freddie himself, Grant is guiding you through the rise, the fall, and the potential reemergence of Freddie Adu, including some ugly truths about corporate marketing, race in sports, and honestly, the United States' extremely checkered history of developing young soccer talent. I cannot recommend this podcast enough, guys. It's bingeable. It's a 7-part series, and it'll quickly grab hold of anyone interested in how we perceive gifted young sports prodigies, especially those who never reach their potential. So there it is, American Prodigy, The Freddie Adu Story. Listen to the entire series now. You can binge it wherever you get your podcasts.
You had a kind of cool interaction with Zidane at a celebrity game over in Europe?
Yes. Mostly, though, it was Ronaldo, the GOAT striker. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, Phenomeno is the GOAT striker. Yeah, it was a charity game in Germany. I was from Ronaldo's team, actually. We played against Zidane's team at the time, and we were all, like, in the same locker room, and we were just joking around, and Ronaldo and them, they were calling me, like, little Pelé. Like, they were calling me Pelé. They're like, dude, just clowning and making fun. Like, hey, he looked just like Pelé, don't he? He looked just like Pelé. He even looks like it. And he goes, he even smiles like him, too. Like, just joking around and stuff like that. And I didn't expect it. I was just, like, there, and I just felt like I was out of my league. Because it was just a bunch of, like, superstars and just legends in there. And then there was me. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to American Prodigy wherever you get podcasts from Blue Wire.